Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fleming. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fleming. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lorman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Lorman. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer takes first base on ball four. Hack moves to second. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fleming fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stringer bunts towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-1 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wittek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lorman strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 2 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-2 in the game. Whittek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Whittek reaches second base with a double. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whittek scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lorman moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Novikov moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-3 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Bob Scheffing. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Bill Fleming. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gilbert moves to second. Clyde McCullough pinch runs for Jimmy Fox. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.